told to show up at federal court next Tuesday in Miami as he faces a second indictment, this time over his handling of classified materials after he left the White House. Trump, in a video posted on Thursday on his social media platform, said he was an innocent man.
Our country is going to hell, and they come after Donald Trump, weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI.
It marks the first time in American history a former president has been indicted on federal charges, adding to his legal troubles as he runs for president again. Russia and neighbor Belarus are making fresh nuclear weapons arrangements, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
President Vladimir Putin says Moscow will deploy some of its tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus next month, a move that the Belarusian opposition described as an attempt to blackmail the West. During a meeting with Belarus's Alexander Lukashenko, Putin said work on building facilities for the nuclear weapons will be completed by July 7 or 8, and they'll be moved to the territory of Russia's neighbor and ally quickly after that. The move comes as Ukraine has stepped up attacks in several sectors of the front line in what some observers see as the start of its long-expected counter-offensive. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
France's president has traveled to be at the side of families traumatized by the savage stabbings of four very young children. France's prime minister said all four children aged between 22 months and 3 years old underwent surgery. She said they are under constant medical surveillance and in stable condition. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Sudanese government says the United Nations envoy to the country, a key negotiator in the brutal conflict, is no longer welcome. The announcement Thursday comes just weeks after the head of the country's military, General Abdel Fattah Burhan, demanded in a letter the envoy be removed from his post. Saudi authorities said the military and the paramilitary agreed to a new 24-hour ceasefire set to start Saturday at 6 a.m. Sudan time. The American arm of the world's largest crypto exchange, Binance, announced on Thursday it is suspending U.S. dollar deposits days after U.S. regulators sued the company and its CEO. Reuters correspondent Almond Lee has the story.
Binance said it has become what it called a target of aggressive tactics by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission in its pursuit of, quote, an ideological campaign against the American digital asset industry. The company added it is taking proactive steps to transition to a crypto-only exchange for the time being. Trading, staking, deposits, and withdrawals in crypto would remain fully operational. On Monday, the SEC filed a lawsuit against the exchange and its founder, Chengpeng Zhao, accusing them of misleading investors.
Reuters correspondent Almond Lee. A real estate developer linked to the impeachment of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has been arrested. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Businessman Nate Paul is at the center of the scandal that led the Republican-controlled Texas House to approve 20 articles of impeachment against Ken Paxton, the state's Republican Attorney General. Paul was taken into custody by the FBI in Austin, Texas, Thursday afternoon on a federal felony detainer. And just this Wednesday, Paxton's new defense attorney, Tony Busby, trying to show that Paxton and not a donor paid $121,000 for a home renovation. The news conference revealed that the transfer took place the same exact day eight deputies in Paxton's office signed a letter to confirm they had reported Paxton to the FBI, alleging he took bribes and abused his office to help Paul. I'm Jennifer King.
Wildfires spread in the western Canadian province of British Columbia on Friday, while hundreds of fires continued to burn on the other side of the country in Quebec, sending wildfire smoke billowing across North American cities. Temperatures in parts of British Columbia soared to more than 30 degrees Celsius this week, nearly 10 degrees above the seasonal average. While rain is expected over the weekend, there is a risk of lightning strikes that could spark more fires. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hit.